How do you make business problems disappear? Wrap them in bacon. For business owners, marketing execs, and anyone trying to grow your business, pump your profits, and make more while doing less, welcome to Bacon Wrapped Business with Brad Costanzo. Sizzling hot business advice guaranteed to make you fat. Profits. Every week, our chefs will serve you proven recipes for ramping up your revenue. Now here's your host, Brad Costanzo.
All right, I'm back. Several week hiatus of not publishing any episodes. I apologize if you've been watching iTunes daily for a new episode, but today is a short solo cast. Think of it as a Bacon Bits episode. I just want to update you on some of the cool things that have been going on and some of the cool things to look forward to, as well as, you know, a couple of the things I'm doing that I may be able to use some of your help, feedback, ideas, advice on. 2017 started off really with a bang and in a very, very good way. I'm happy to report 2016 was hard for everybody. It was hard for me. I had some big things I was doing in business. Some worked out better than others, but 2017 was great. It started off, I got to tell you, this is a fun little story, and I'll get to the other updates. But a year ago, back in February, it's March 24th today. A year ago, I interviewed Jesse Itzler. He's the author of a book called Living with a Seal. He's one of the most impressive entrepreneurs and people in general that I've ever met. And if you haven't read the book, Living with a Seal, 31 Days Training with the Toughest Man on the Planet, I highly recommend it. It's where Jesse, who is a serial entrepreneur, multimillionaire, his wife is the founder of Spanx. He is the owner of the NBA's Atlanta Hawks. He started Marquee Jets and Zico Coconut Water. I mean, just crazy, crazy interesting individual. I had the honor of having him on my show last year. And I stayed in contact with him and slowly added value over the years. And I had a chance to meet up with him in person back in December. We hooked up, we started talking, and he's got a lot of things that he's wanting to do in his businesses that I found an opportunity to add value and help out on. And since then, really for the past 3 months now, Jesse and his team and I have been working very closely together, and officially say, you know, that Jesse is a client, and he is a very fun client to have, and I'm helping him to really build out and really give birth to his personal brand in a way that is exciting and fun and different. And it's really, really cool to work with somebody of his stature and caliber. And I owe it all, well, I owe it mainly to the podcast. People ask me all the time, Brad, I never hear you selling anything on your podcast. How do you make money from it? Well, it's always for me been about access and influence and access to the relationships with the influential people that I want to get. And it has been just a tremendous opportunity for me to build these relationships, not just with Jesse, but with a lot of other folks. And I have recommended this in the past. I've written an article about this on digitalmarketer.com. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And it just goes to show you what playing the long game, slow and steady, and understanding how to add value to influential people can really help you personally and in your career. And I'm really excited about some of the things to come. We're really starting to give birth to his personal brand and come up with some crazy, awesome, and exciting experiences for people at all levels. So if you're not following Jesse Itzler, he's at the 100 Mile Man on Instagram and Twitter. But more importantly, one of the things that we did in order to start to give birth to his brand is creating a Facebook group for people who love to push themselves and challenge themselves. And we created a Facebook group called the 2017 of Everything. That'll change. It's actually, you can find it by going to wedohardstuff.com, and it'll forward you to the Facebook group, and you can join. Every single month, we're doing some really cool physical challenges for charity, meaning we do the exercises, and Jesse donates $10,000 or more of his own dollars to the charity of the month. It's a really engaged group. It's very exciting. And I've got Jesse starting to crank out some really cool, inspirational, educational, and entertaining content. So I cannot recommend highly enough that you go check out WeDoHardStuff.com. It is something that Jesse and I are both building together, part of it with his team. And there's a lot more good stuff to come from that. Now, that being said, some of the things that are coming up in the show are very exciting as well. I just recently interviewed one of the managing partners of DigitalMarketer.com and Native Commerce, Roland Frazier. Roland is always known as the smartest man in the room, and he's extremely nice, extremely generous with his advice. And anybody who ever meets him says he's just like the happiest guy you'll ever meet. And the way he operates his life and his business, I think you'll understand why. So that is in post-production, and that'll be up very soon. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. I also, just yesterday, finally committed to writing, I would say my first book, but it's the, I've ghostwritten a book in the past, but ideally later this year, I will have a book coming out, my very first book. And you know what's crazy is I don't know what it's going to be about yet. I don't know the exact title or the exact topic. So I could use some of your advice. I've got a lot of things I can write about. I am very knowledgeable and interested in a lot of areas around business and personal development. But I finally committed to having my own book. I've actually published 6 books, best-selling books. I've ghostwritten one, but I just don't have my own name on my own book, and it's time. So if there's anything that, if you are a loyal listener that you think I should write about, that you would read, let me know. You can be part of the creation process. And once more, you can always email me at askbrad@baconwrappedbusiness.com. Here's where I can use your advice. Help me crack this nut as I often ask my guests at the end of the show, what's a nut you're trying to crack? Well, I'm trying to come up with a cool book idea and topic that you guys would read. I've got a handful of ideas. I think it's more like narrowing it down. Some of them are just, growth hacking and business growth ideas, somewhat general, things I've learned from the guests on the show. Another one is the concept of access and influence and how to use that. Access to people, knowledge, capital, stories, and how to build influence, but also how to access and piggyback off the influence of others. I have a lot of passion for that, and I think it might be an interesting topic. But let me hear from you if there's anything else. Another upcoming show that I've got is on account-based marketing. So if you're in B2B, sales especially, this will be very, very interesting to you. Former guest and good friend Dan Martell told me at a lunch the other day that it's one of the hottest buzzwords out there. And then Roland Frazier on our interview the other day, he confirmed it as well. So I've invited the founder of one of the largest account-based marketing companies called Terminus on the show, and I'm waiting for him to schedule it, but that should be coming up real soon, and I'm interested to pick his brain and find out more. Now, lastly, I had an idea the other day, and I could use your feedback, assuming you're still listening to this, because I am getting more and more inundated with work in a good way, right? I don't mind work that I love to do, but it makes it hard to just continuously churn out great episodes of the podcast for you guys, my listeners. And I would love to, there's a lot of people who would love to be interviewed by me. I just don't have the time to interview everybody. And I started to think, one of the hottest things that's been around for a while on blogs, written blogs, are guest posts, right? So you know what a guest post is, and I've done that on Digital Marketer. I created content for them. I wrote a great article. I gave it to them. They published it on their blog. They didn't have to do anything except hit publish. So I started to think, what if there was an opportunity? I've never heard about this, but what if there was an opportunity to do guest podcast episodes, right? Where I may not have time to interview everybody, but maybe you out there have something you'd like to share with my audience, and you record, let's just say, a 15 to 30 minute episode, somewhere in that range, about a topic of your expertise, and you wanted to share it. And I could share it on my episode. I could do an intro bumper and an outro, and I can introduce who you are and what you're talking about and just let you, in essence, do a monologue. Not that I wouldn't want to talk to you necessarily, but I just have to be really selective with my time and the interview requests I get, because I do get quite a few of them. So I started thinking about this really 2 days ago, like, well, what if I just made Bacon Wrapped Business a platform for other people to share, you know, their expertise, whether or not it's an interview, you still get to showcase what you're doing, and I get content created for my listeners and the episodes. So I started thinking about that. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not, but I may. So here's what I'm going to enlist your ideas or help. If you have got a topic that you want to talk about, and you're willing to do a recording, just like I'm doing right now, I'm recording into my Audacity computer, and talk about what's working in your business and what is really exciting and anything you'd like to share that you think that my listeners would absolutely love, send me an email to askbrad@baconwrapbusiness.com with your topic idea and a little bit about you. And I will do one of two things. I will either say, look, I actually want to interview you and pick your brain because I have real authentic curiosity, or I just think it's a great topic. And although I don't have time to interview you, I'm happy to give you an audience. Then the only thing you would really have to do, I think, is come up with just a general, you know, pitch for what you want to talk about, record it, and send it to me. And assuming it's quality, it has to be quality audio, and then quality things that you share, I am happy to publish you out as a test guest post and or a guest podcast. And we'll see how that works. So I don't know. These are just my internal thoughts of stuff that has been going on and really excited about. The Jesse stuff is great. Go to WeDoHardStuff.com. Follow along in the journey because you'll see some of the stuff that we're both doing together. And we are, by the way, you're the first people to know this, we are planning some really cool events, live experiential events, unlike anything you've ever seen. And those are in the early stages, but I know you're going to want to be notified by that. And if you join the group at WeDoHardStuff.com, it's totally free. You will be notified. I am going to sign off right now, but I've given you guys several things to think about. So if this has been helpful, let me know what you think. Once more, askbrad@baconwrapbusiness.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and reach out to me. Let me know if there's anything else I can help you with. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show or just a guest podcast, monologue, kind of a thing that we just talked about. All right, over and out. I've got to go crank out some work. All right, talk to you guys soon.